Hello, this is Papa John's.
Oh, hi, Austin. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was following up. I know that I spoke with you last week, but we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I left a couple messages for Robert, and I haven't heard back yet, so.
Okay. Yeah, Robert's the one who deals with it, so calling me isn't really going to do anything.
Got it. Okay. Well, I mean, you're the contact on the account also. That's why I have, you know, two authorized users. So, yeah.
Well,
but,
I'm the one that runs the company in the field and everything like that. But
the marketing and stuff.
Yeah,
got it.
So I don't do any of the paperwork and whatnot. And, yeah, so I don't know how I could really help you, but I don't know. You guys
oh,
really
actually,
don't help us in any way,
this
honest,
is the number
so.
That you gave me for Robert, I think, or what?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh,
it's the 604-5325, right? Sorry about that. I got my wires. Okay.
Yeah. If you want, you know what you could do? Here, you could call my assistant if you want. My assistant can handle it for you if you want.
Okay.
Her number. Here, I'll give you her number right now. Her name's Brittany, and her number is
716-341-7900. Okay. And then I just wanted to address something you said when you said that you're not getting anything out of this. I'm not sure if you have been on your dashboard or not, but this
is
showing.
Oh, I'm on the dashboard. It absolutely sucks, to be honest. If you want my honest opinion and everything, it absolutely sucks. You guys don't do anything for us, to be honest. If you want my brutal honest opinion, you guys don't do your job. You guys are scams. You guys are basically a scam because you told us you'd get us on Google for over months and months and months and months. Then we finally get on Google, and we're still barely getting any attraction from that. Let's see. You guys are supposed to be doing at least two posts a week on Facebook. You guys aren't even doing that. What else are you guys supposed to be doing? There's a bunch of more stuff that you guys are supposed to be doing, but you guys just don't do shit. So you guys just basically sit there and take a payment once a month and basically tell us to fuck off every month. That's basically what you guys do.
Well,
here's the thing, you can't tell me or anything because I'm the one, I've seen it firsthand. I pay you guys every month and I see it firsthand. So you can't, there's no like going about it with me right now because I know how you guys do your business. I know how you guys treat your customers. And honestly, it's pretty poorly and it's like shit. You guys don't do anything for us. It's just a waste of money. It's a waste of $200-something a month. That's basically what it is.
Okay, so I appreciate that you shared all that. You know, the dashboard is showing other and their weekly posts that are taking place. They're actually running
on
your...
How is your weekly post taking... Okay, that's so funny.
They're on your Google business page, not on the Facebook. Yeah, so it's showing 50 posts in total, and they post a fresh one every single Tuesday and Thursday. Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. It's funny because it's Tuesday and Thursday... You guys specified that it was going to be on Facebook. So it's funny that you're going to try to now say it's only on Google and not Facebook because when we first signed up with you guys, and it's funny because you guys did start posting on Facebook. Maybe like, I think you guys posted maybe three posts and then you guys just stopped. So how are
so
you going to tell
I'll
me
send
that?
You a screenshot of this just
oh,
so
I
that
don't
you
mean,
can
okay, but
it.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell me that you're not supposed to be posting on Facebook, but then you guys started to post on Facebook for us, and then you just stopped. That makes no sense. You understand that, right?
Right. So that there, it could be that they are posting on Facebook. I'm just looking at the dashboard posts that show the Google, but I'm not
yeah,
in that department. You have to understand.
That's what I did.
What was,
you know that, right? I put those. I put
that?
Those photos up there. The dashboard on Google. I'm the one who put the photos there, not you guys.
Right, but I'm talking about the weekly posts where it says,
so
you know,
you guys
for
don't
instance,
post weekly.
Twice
you
weekly
may
on June 3rd, making way for
dashboard.
New beginnings in Western New York at Babcock Development, Our dedication to precise and efficient demolition is evident in every project we undertake. That was on June 3rd at 7:01 Eastern Time. Then at June 5th, 7:01 Eastern Time. Ready to clear the way for new opportunities this season. Babcock Development demolition team is fully equipped and on the move. And there, you know, there's another one, and then there's another one on June 10th,
okay,
and another one
this?
On June 12th.
You're saying it's
this
on
is
Google.
On the dashboard in the post. So let me send you a screenshot of this so that
you're
I can show
it's
you.
On Google. So I want to see it from a random perspective. Like, so how are these
right.
other people seeing this? I don't want to look at the dashboard. I don't want to look at the dashboard. I don't want to look at any of that. I don't care about any of the dashboard or anything. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's on the Google Business page. It's on the Google Business page. But
so when I look up Babcock Development, when I look up my company, okay. Babcock Development, where would I go from there? So I'm on Google right now. Babcock Development, where do I go to see that?
So I'm not sure how to direct you to the post through the Google page, but I can, you know, have customer service call back.
But isn't that your job, though? That's funny.
No, I'm in the failed payment department. All I do is collect failed payments. So sometimes people will ask me a question that I can't answer, but most certainly I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but I will tell you that it's showing on your dashboard. So I know for a fact that they're being posted. But in addition to that, it's showing that you have been found on the first page of Google 630 times with 183 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. One thing that's interesting,
though. Do you know how many of those are bullshit? You want to know how many of those are bullshit? Every single fucking one of them. They're either scammers. Or they're fucking telling me something about this or that, or it's just bullshit. I actually had somebody call me to bury a dead body. Can you believe that? Bullshit.
Oh, no.
It's bullshit.
Wow.
It's all bullshit.
Okay. Was that through the Facebook or through the
That's
Google
through your guys' stuff. That's through your guys'
no,
stuff.
No, I know, but on the dashboard, it tracks if it's coming through Facebook or through the Google listing. So I'm just curious, you know, which platform it came from. But, okay, so I'll make some notes on here. I do want to let you know, in the event that you guys are set on canceling, we can't cancel the account with a past due balance, but there's definitely some things that we can do to help you out because,
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to pay you guys for a past due balance when you guys have not done shit. So there's that. So
yeah,
I don't know how you want to go about that, but I'm not going to pay that.
But if we had not done shit, you wouldn't have 183 Google actions on your Google business
page.
Oh, so
if I would have
plus
so
on
those
in
actions,
addition to that,
those
there's 1,029.
You understand that, right? You understand that, right? Those actions don't mean jobs. Actions are just people fucking off. That's all they're doing is fucking off.
No, I understand that, but at the same token, you haven't had a fresh review posted since February. And let's say that you're coming up on the first page and there's other companies next to you that are having all this fresh stuff posted about them. And then you have three old reviews from 2024 and then one that was posted back in February. You know, that might affect which company the end user would call. Right? So,
no,
you know.
No, I really don't think so. I think it's got something to do on your guys' end and that you guys are poorly at your job and you guys are basically scammers and that you guys put on a front and that's all that is. So, yeah.
So, well, I mean, it's up to you, Austin, but I'm just telling you, the e-signature, let me see. It was in Robert's name. So what Robert agreed to was the month-to-month subscription.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. You guys are calling. So that's what I mean. This is what I mean. You're calling me on a signature that I never even signed. I never signed that.
I understand. But you were involved in the initial setup.
If you understand, then why do you keep calling me? Because I'm not the one who signed it. I didn't sign it. I have nothing to do with that.
I understand, but I was calling to tell
don't
you that
you
that
it,
Robert has
understand.
Been unresponsive.
I'm not,
so I
Robert's
thought
father?
Since you
am
no,
I
no,
Robert's
but
father?
Since you work together, you know, you might say, hey, you know, Local Splash is trying to get a hold of you. It's as simple as that. It's not your job to do that. If you don't want to, you know, that's fine. But I'm just
well,
telling
like,
you that that was my intention.
Guys, okay, but how many times are you going to contact me? For me to let Robert know, like this is like your third or fourth time trying to contact
no,
me. No, like,
this
I've
is
already
the second
you,
time.
But
I called you on June 20th, and I'm calling
I
you
see,
today.
I see your guys' number. Okay, I see your number.
Right.
I see you call me.
But
I'm
it
not,
wasn't three or four times. It was I called you on the 20th at 10:35 a.m. Pacific time, and then I'm calling you today. So you know it wasn't three
all
or
right,
four
well,
times.
Just don't. Well,
yeah.
Well, how
but
about
I'll
this?
Make
don't call me no more, and we'll be all good.
I'll make a note of that. Absolutely, Austin. And I'm sorry that, you know, if it upset you, but in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?